Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second, the shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Bain. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Veach. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Severide moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Jones moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is hit by the pitch. Rigney moves to second. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gerber fields it and tags Rigney, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0 for 1 in the game. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with M covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Gerber moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Sisler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson is hit by the pitch. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0 for 2 in the game. Bain hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field. Veach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Veach. Tobin moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a line drive into center field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Tobin scores. Gerber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Gerber moves to third. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to home to get Gerber. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney pinch hits for Bob Jones. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bain, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Haney now playing third base. Danny Clark now playing second base. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0 for 3 in the game. Bain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for Johnny Bassler. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad pinch hits for Howard Emke. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Syl Johnson now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Gerber reaches third base with a triple. Tobin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerber tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Johnson. Williams moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to home. Mannion drops the ball. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Clark applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall pinch hits for Danny Clark. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ty Cobb. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 3 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodall moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman bunts for an out with unknown description. Woodall scores. Veach moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Browns. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haney for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.